Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Yes, I understand that you enrolled me in your program, and I didn't authorize that, and I'd like it canceled. You've attempted to get money out of my account, and my bank has declined all those payments, and they advised me to contact you and get you to take me off your list.
Okay, your first and last name, please.
Russell Salazar.
All right, Mr. Salazar, bear with me one moment. Let me see if we can pull up an account for you. Can you provide me with your zip code?
With what?
Your zip code.
Oh, 95667.
Russell Cesar?
That's correct.
Okay. For security purposes, please verify your address.
9461 State Highway 193, number 27, Placerville, California.
Okay, bear with me one moment. Okay, thank you so much for that. Now, I do see here that you have the pulse oximeter. I'm sorry, you have the pulse oximeter with topconsumersdeals.com. Now, with that pulse oximeter, it was actually a free gift to you. You just had to pay the shipping and handling. However, if you did not decline the monthly membership for topconsumersdeals.com, then you are automatically enrolled into their monthly subscription. Excuse me, after the 48th hour, sorry. So they give you up to 48 hours to cancel the account out. If not, then you are billed that monthly subscription. And that subscription continues up until you call to cancel.
I called to cancel. And also, I've instructed my bank not to give you one more penny, and if you... and then I intend to contact the FTC now. So, you know, you're working for a scam outfit, lady, and so don't get too involved with it.
Okay. Well, Mr. Cesar, I did go ahead and get the account completely canceled out. Therefore, you will not receive any more charges going forward.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.